So Shades of Green welcomes you once again here on Campus FM 103.7, the programme that shows you all the shades of our environment. And I'll just remind you that this programme is broadcast for you every Tuesday at 14.30 with a repeat on Fridays at 20.00. We've spoken about so many things here in these programmes. We've spoken about all kinds of fair trading, social economy, we've spoken about marine, we've spoken about agricultural, we've spoken about social environment. Well, nowadays, we should speak a bit more about something that affects us directly, and this is about energy. So good day to you all, and I hope you're all feeling fine. This is Vanessa, as always, and as always, I thank you for being there and for listening in on us. And today we have a special guest with us. This is Mr. Sand, who is an assistant lecturer in the Faculty of Engineering. So, Mr. Sand, good day to you and welcome.
Good day, welcome.
Thank you for coming in on this programme. So, Mr. Sand, today we're going to speak about energy. Any special interests in this field?
I'm very interested in renewable energy. Mm-hmm. We should be very aware of the adverse effects that fossil fuel dependency, how much it's harming the environment, and how dangerous mm-hmm. it will be mm-hmm. in the future. So I'm particularly interested
In this aspect,
particularly with wind energy.
Oh, okay, very interesting. But we'll speak about that later, I suppose.
We'll speak later.
Okay. So, well, as I introduced this program, it's about energy, and we're focusing more on energy consumption, right?
Yes.
So, okay, the question is this. Maybe some of us know about it, but some of us might take it for granted. Why is this energy so important to us?
Well, the scientific definition of energy is mm-hmm. the ability to do work. Mm-hmm. We need energy to do work or transform products. Energy actually is important as food. All living creatures in nature, plants and animals, cannot live without food.
Okay.
So actually food is required by each and every living creature to be able to work and transform itself, that is to grow.
Okay.
We need energy to be able to walk, okay. to run, to work. Birds need energy to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Plants need energy to grow and produce food. So actually, energy is the driving force for the whole food chain in nature. So from where does nature bring its energy?
Mm-hmm.
Nature brings its energy from the sun. Plants absorb solar energy to produce sugar, and this process is known as photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
Other animals live on these plants, and other animals live on the animals that eat plants, and this
okay.
will complete the whole food chain.
Yep.
So this basically explains the energy, the importance, how energy is important for the whole food chain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
However, we as human beings consume energy not only for food,
mm-hmm.
however to try to improve our standard of living. The aim of human beings has always been in the past years to always optimize the way we live. And this brought about a high demand by human beings for energy. There is a vast list of things that we do
mm-hmm.
and for which we require energy that are not requested by other living creatures. For instance, we require energy for food processing, we require energy to purify water,
mm-hmm.
for lighting, heating, cooling of our houses and workplaces.
For our modern standard of living,
yes,
basically.
Actually. We require energy to produce medicines, clothes, perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
We require energy for transportation, and for communications, because communications also require their energy.
Yeah.
So we cannot have these things if we do not have energy. So imagine our life if we mm-hmm. do not have these things, and this consolidates the importance of energy
course.
For our life.
Of course. That also brings to mind something else, that most of us, well, people, from the community, we take these things for granted.
Yes,
because
actually.
We're living every day. We're going into our houses. We switch on the lights, and that's consuming energy. Yeah.
And we don't appreciate
the cost of energy. It's true.
And how precious it is for our life.
It's true. It's true. So, well, the demand for energy, well, is always increasing, of course, because we always want to improve our own standards of living. And, well, experts do say and mention that it will always be on the increase. It won't decrease because, for one, I'm not ready to give up my own lifestyle. What are the basic reasons for this? I mean, other people may...
Well, that is very much true. The word energy consumption is expected to increase up to about 40% by the year 2010. And the reasons for all this are various. First of all, the world population is always on the increase. Statistics say that in 1992, the world population was about 5.4 billion. Today, it rounds up to 6.2 billion people. In our country, Malta, the population in 1992 was approximately 360,000. Now, the population is about 400,000. So the population increase automatically contributes to an increase in energy consumption. Another factor that is also important is the fact that the economy, the world economy, is growing and the standards of living are always improving.
Improving, that's true.
The transport industry grew. Nowadays, people are traveling more than they used to do before. More people are owning a car. People are now traveling abroad more frequently and even for larger distances. Consequently, air traffic is growing rapidly. Regarding the communication and information technology industry has also grown. We are always seeing more computers at home and in our offices.
Of course.
More mobile phones, more satellite dishes. All these require energy to manufacture in the first place, but also to operate them. The internet requires energy to operate. The internet is something that we did not have up to a few years ago. Today, we cannot live without it. Another thing is the demand for household appliances is increasing. Households are introducing more appliances that consume energy. For instance, air conditioner units, dishwashers, microwave ovens. Obviously, all these appliances consume considerable amounts of energy. If you take Malta, the power stations used to produce 250 megawatts of power in the early 1990s. Today, they are producing about 400 megawatts. So note the tremendous increase in electrical power in our islands.
So there goes the eventual increase of all this energy consumption. But again, granted that the energy consumption is increasing and its effects on the environment, its impacts.
Well, as we mentioned in the beginning of the program, nature itself consumes a lot of energy. But energy usage from nature is sustainable. In other words, it does not harm the environment. It is human beings, we human beings, that went out of the way, of the normal way.
Of the normal food web.
Yes. They started to depend on fossil fuels. These include oil, coal, and natural gas. Burning these fuels will release energy, mainly in the form of heat. But they also release poisonous gases that are harmful to the nature world. By burning fossil fuels, we'll also be releasing large amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Now, carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas because it traps heat from the sun within the atmosphere, thus resulting in the so-called phenomena global warming. So now, energy consumption by human beings is damaging the environment we are living in. Our cars, airplanes, ships, power stations are burning millions of tons of fuel each year. We are heavily dependent on fossil fuels. Fossil fuels actually are being depleted at a rate that is 100,000 times faster than they were formed. Fighting global warming due to excessive consumption of fossil fuels is one of the toughest environmental challenges in the world today. It will threaten the health of people, wildlife, and the economy in itself around the whole world.
It is, in fact.
Hotter temperatures that we will start to experience threaten dangerous consequences, including drought, disease, floods, heat waves. Actually, scientists...
Another ice age.
...are convinced that unless global warming, gas emissions are reduced, the recording temperatures will continue to increase further. Global warming means problems with water supplies, for instance, as precipitation patterns throughout the world will change. There will be hotter and longer heat waves and more intense storms. Forests, farms and cities will have to face troublesome new pests and more mosquito-borne diseases. The increased temperatures bring about habitat loss for a lot of animals and plant species. Some of these symptoms are already appearing.
I wanted to ask you that. Are these incidences having their effects already?
Well, the evidence of global warming is very much clear now. Our planet is getting warmer. So, although Earth temperatures, it's natural that they tend to fluctuate. However, temperature recordings have proved that the warming over the past 50 years has been the fastest in history. Record temperatures are being noted. Increased temperatures bring about melting of ice on the caps of mountains and also in the north and south poles. If we take an example, Mont Blanc in Europe has retreated by 1,700 feet between 1980 and 1995. One of the glaciers on Mount Everest, the world's largest mountain, has retreated three miles in the past years.
When you say has retreated, what do you mean by that?
It's a consequence of having a shrinkage in the size of the glacier as a consequence of melting.
Due to the
rise in temperature. Satellite pictures from NASA of the Arctic proved that more than 20% of polar ice has melted away since 1979.
20%?
20%. Now, this is very threatening. It's very alarming. Melting glaciers and land-based ice sheets, and when they melt, they will cause rising sea levels, and they can lead to flooding in low-lying land and also contamination of fresh water supplies by the salty seawater. In Alaska, it has also been noted that a particular insect, actually it is a beetle, is breeding much faster as a result of a warmer climate, making it a pest. From 1993 to 2003, this pest managed to chew up about 3.4 million acres of the Alaskan forest. So I think these are so clear evidences. All these problems have their starting point with the millions of tons of fossil fuels that have been burnt in the past years. It is important to say that fossil fuels are not only causing global warming, but they are also releasing large amounts of poisonous chemicals. They are byproducts of combustion of these fossil fuels into the atmosphere, such as carbon monoxide and sulfur dioxide. These are leading to increased respiratory diseases in people, especially those living in cities and close to power stations. In our country, we are experiencing an alarming increase in asthma, especially among children.
That is very true. In fact, you can also hear people say that diseases, as you mentioned, respiratory diseases, and not only those, but other forms of diseases are ever present in our community, and that they're increasing every year. But I want to ask you another question. Well, can the effects of global warming be reversed?
I think in this scenario there should be no excuse for not trying to do the utmost to save energy. So energy is very precious. We are paying the cost. Since we are still, unfortunately, almost totally dependent on fossil fuels, we should not only consider the cost of the fuel alone, but also the environmental cost. What is the cost of permitting environmental pollution while producing energy? We should take whole responsibility of all this. At the moment in time, it is very difficult to totally reverse
the effects
of fossil fuels, because it will need quite a considerable amount of time.
But can it be prevented? I mean, can it be prevented from increasing?
But there are very important tips I would like to mention that we can do in order to save as much as possible energy and thus reduce energy consumption levels.
And we would save our planet literally. I mean,
we'll try to minimize the pollution that is being produced more and more each day. I would like to mention these tips, and these are actually easy ways and means that each and every one of us can apply in our day-to-day life in order to minimize the large amounts of energy that is being consumed.
Okay, so everyone take your pen and pencil and paper and write them down, because I think they're very important for us.
So in our households and workplaces, for instance, we can cut down energy by taking the following measures. The first and simplest tip to minimize the use of electrical equipment as much as possible is obvious. Minimize the use of electrical equipment. So if we are not watching TV, so why should we let it on?
Yes.
If we are at home
late. It's a bad habit.
If we are at home late in the evening, we do not need to have all the rooms of the houses lighted on. So why not switch off any lighting we are not using? If we think that we will not require hot water to take a shower, why should we let the electric geyser on? A second tip, when buying a new appliance, we must select the most efficient model as possible. Unfortunately, we are having considerable amounts of appliances on the market that they are not as efficient as they should be.
In fact, they're graded, I believe, with an A and a B and a C for the most efficient consumption of energy.
Yes, actually, if we are buying an appliance, let us not buy one that is too powerful for us. That is another point. Unfortunately, some air conditioners that are being installed in our offices and homes are overrated. They are more powerful than they should be. Obviously, air conditioner sellers have good reasons for selling them larger than necessary, because that would imply more profit for them. However, having an overpowered air conditioner is leading to large energy wastage during summertime in our country.
Sometimes even power cuts.
Yes. And the third tip is to install a solar water heating. Although we have to say that unfortunately enough, some solar water heaters are still expensive and their return on investment is still low. And by using a solar water heater, we'll save considerable amounts of energy. A fourth point is that when buying a cooker or a heater, it is wiser, much wiser, to buy one that works with gas rather than electricity. Why? The reason is that it is more efficient to burn gas at the place where the heat is needed, at our homes, than burning it at a power station. Convert the heat to electricity and then send the electricity over the wires to your house, because this, the latter, would bring about energy losses. A fifth energy-saving tip has to do with lighting. We consume a considerable amount of energy to light the place we live in after sunset in the dark. unfortunately, a lot of buildings still use a lot, quite a good number of these yellowish bulbs for lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are not as efficient. There exist fluorescent bulbs that
consume
they consume much less energy, and they also last for quite a considerable amount of time.
At the end of the day, I mean, when you're consuming less, you're not only harming the environment less and you're using less energy, but it is also paying off more because...
Obviously. the electrical bills will be less.
It will be much less.
They should be less. And the rest of the energy-saving tips, energy-saving habits, have to do with transport. And first of all, it is important to use our car to the minimum. So if there are places that we can reach with the time available by walk, why should I use the car? Using public transport is beneficial for minimizing energy consumption for transport. Unfortunately, in Malta, we complain that public transport is not that reliable, is not reliable enough. But I think that this is mainly because we are not using it enough. If, in my opinion, if the demand for public transport is increased, this would be a driving force to make it more reliable. If we are using a car, most of us do, unfortunately, how important this is to make sure that the car is properly maintained. If we are not carrying out maintenance on our car properly and regularly, this results in increased fuel consumption, and in this way we will be wasting energy every year.
Not only that, but it's also an increase in pollution because you see, you know, exhaust fumes everywhere.
We must ensure that the car engine is tuned properly. We must make sure that the engine air intake filter is cleaned regularly. Studies show that a dirty air filter can increase fuel consumption by up to 12%. Keeping the tires inflated properly also helps fuel efficiency. One might have the impression that all these tips will not solve the energy crisis. But I think that we should remind ourselves of the English saying, take care of the pence, and the pounds will take care of themselves. So many small energy savings by so many people will eventually sum up to a considerably big energy saving. So let us cooperate. Let us take action together and implement such energy saving tips on a day-to-day basis. Environmental pollution due to energy consumption is one of the biggest sins of humanity. Pollution kills. It really does. Luckily enough, the future will see less dependence on fossil fuels as new clean energy sources become an alternative to satisfy our energy needs. Clean energy exists. God provided us with a lot of clean energy. We should use it. But we will speak of these alternative energy sources in our next program.
Okay, so I think Mr. Sant did all the program for me, but I do agree with him. It's, well, we start with ourselves. Charity begins at home, literally at home. We can start bit by bit, saving up on energy, consuming less. It pays us more, but it affects us directly. And it affects us directly not only with a decreased amount of pollution in the air, but also because at the end of the day, as Mr. Sant was saying, it's also affecting the direct habitat we're living in, our world, our planet. And the effects of global warming, as he mentioned, are not very nice at all. Nobody would like them. So basically, I think that we have come to the end of our program. I thank Mr. Sant for being with us today. I thank you for being in with
us
today.
Thank you very much.
This is all from us here at Shades of Green. This is Vanessa. So once again, I remind you, same time, same frequency. So bye-bye and take care.